when you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a what?
We carried ours out in a basket.
Okay, what do nails come in?
In a keg.
Okay. Do you recall what runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hoop.
And what you've put in the top of the bottle so that the liquid won't spill out?
Stopper. Cork.
And what was it made out of?
Cork.
How about a musical instrument that you put in your mouth and blow in it?
Called a juice harp.
Do you remember ever hearing any other names for it?
No, just harp.
How about something that you...
I do remember, too, the harmonica.
Okay. What do you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, do you recall what the long wooden piece between the horses was?
Called the wagon tongue.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
shafts.
Okay. How about the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
That was called the hoop, I believe. Or the rim, the wagon rim of the wagon hoop.
Have you ever heard of it spoken of as a felly? When a horse is hitched to a wagon, do you remember what the bar of wood the traces are fastened to was called?
The single trees.
On a wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
That wouldn't be the tongue, would it? That would be, it would be on the...
I'm not sure. Have you ever heard of a double tree?
That's what it is, the double tree.
Double tree?
The double tree. Because each horse would have one. Mm-hmm. And two would be the double one. Have to have a double one.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you would say he was doing what? Hauling wood or drawing wood?
I'd say he was hauling wood.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and I... Drug it out of the road?
Yeah.
What did you use to break the ground with in the spring? Or the first thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant?
Well, it's a plow. I don't know what
kind. Are there any other kinds you use later on in the year? Or did you just refer to all of them as
plow? Were different kinds of plows. There was a harrow. There's a harrow that you usually break the ground and then you go back over it and get the clods out. And then you have another plow that you make the furrows. And then after you get the furrows made and you plant the seed, they come up, then you have what you call another one that you go back and throw the dirt to the...
But you don't remember what any of those others are called?
I don't remember those.
Okay. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths? Do you remember having anything like that?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember?
We had.
You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.